could bring back the young men who had lost their lives, and France did not forgive. When Great Britain entered the war in 1914, it was a mighty empire. But World War I turned the nation from the world's greatest overseas investor to one of its major debtors, making interest payments that amounted to 40% of all government spending. Receiving free German coal as one of the reparation stipulations of the Treaty of Versailles led to the depression of the British coal industry and helped to initiate the 1926 general strike. The monarchy retained its traditional role in British life, but for much of the aristocracy, taxation and the inability to maintain their opulent lifestyle altered the fabric of the country. The United States was a late entry to World War I and did not suffer the devastation of its land and its population that the other nations suffered. The country began to step forward onto the international stage as a major participant in the world's events, thanks to its undimmed economic power. The decade of the Roaring Twenties, which followed the war years of 1914 to 1918, witnessed a dynamic conversion of social traditions, as women, who had done their part during the war, sought the right to vote and a voice in government. Citizens of European colonies who had fought for the nations that controlled them were no longer content to occupy inferior status when the war ended. New ideologies, including Bolshevism, fascism, and socialism,